Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
Nothing so loud. Hearing when we lie, truth is not kind, and you said neither am I.
And welcome back, outside, so soft. Love these cats. Good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Did you ever notice every year we say that spring just skipped us right by,
yep,
and I'm about to say spring just skipped us by again.
We went from rain and 80s to 120 degrees.
We had a couple of weeks that were pretty awesome.
That
we did.
Remember.
I had my balcony door open for weeks.
Don't remember that, but okay.
I just remember lots and lots of rain. Like, I felt like I lived on Venus, and then now I feel like I live in hell.
Is it actually like that, or do we just focus on the bad?
I don't know, but I'm going to church after work tonight, because if this is what hell is like, I don't want anything to do with it.
Focus on the bad.
Good one.
Story here from CBS News. A Delta Airlines flight from California to Georgia was diverted on Friday after a passenger became unruly and had to be subdued. Delta confirms the passenger was an off-duty flight attendant.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Delta Flight 1730. Out of Los Angeles, diverted to Oklahoma City, where the man who caused the disturbance was taken into custody. Passengers aboard the flight said the man made an announcement over the plane's PA system, telling the passengers to take their seats and prepare to put on their oxygen masks. Some passengers said the man attempted to open the cabin door. You know, they frown upon that now.
They do not like it when you DB Cooper yourself out of an airplane.
The man had to be subdued by the on-duty flight crew and several passengers. This is the second Delta flight in as many days that had to be diverted due to an unruly passenger. You may recall on Thursday, a Delta Airlines flight from LA to New York was forced to land in Detroit after a passenger became a threat. I believe he threatened to take the plane down or something. I can't remember exactly, but if you saw the video, man, the passengers weren't having anything with this guy.
Oh, they zip-tied him. Did you see that?
I didn't see that part. I just saw them take him to the ground.
Here's my question. With someone who is clearly an employee, so now you're just not bad behavior passenger person. You're fired worker bad behavior passenger person. You have to wonder if there was something going on there. I mean, some mental health break.
Elevator's not going to the top floor
something,
kind of thing.
Something. Because it's one thing just to have bad behavior on an airplane right now where you know the fines are between $10,000 and $25,000 and you will never fly again. It's another thing. They clearly know you are riding on a, not a companion pass, but what do you call it when you're
first available?
Yeah, like
that?
It's like that first standby. If you work for an airline, you can, and they know who you are.
Right.
And so for someone to be that bad on an airplane and risk their job, I think there's more to that story.
You cut them a break then, if that turns out to be the case? Do you say, all right, you had...
I don't think you can because of the safety aspect of the job that they do.
Hmm. Yeah, even if you were having a mental issue, you still get in trouble for yelling fire in a movie theater.
Right, or they're going to say, look, I'm so sorry, you know, we want you to get help, but we can't have you up in the skies working as a flight attendant if... you're trying to open cabin doors or whatever.
Did I also read that he had like a helmet and knee and elbow pads on when he got on the plane?
Yeah, he's going skateboarding when he got on the ground.
Yeah, definitely.
One of Dana's kids.
It was Tony Hawk. No idea. Story here out of Cancun. A U.S. tourist enjoying a sunny getaway was wounded in a shooting at a beach in Mexico's Caribbean coast resort of Cancun. Two men were killed when gunfire erupted on Friday, and a, quote, foreign woman, turns out she was American, was also wounded and rushed to a local hospital for treatment. The U.S. Embassy has not confirmed the woman's nationality, but a witness tells the AP she is an American. Video from the scene showed a woman with a bloodied shoulder being wheeled to an ambulance and asking for water. While it's not uncommon for drug cartels to operate in the Cancun area, it is rare for a bystander or a tourist to be the target of any of this violence. Okay.
Because that is their sole, almost sole, for their families, income. They all have this agreement, if you want to call it that. I don't want to say a gentleman's agreement because I don't think the members
leave
of the cartel the are gentlemen
alone.
That you leave the strip alone. That's their only income locally. Those are the good jobs to work at those huge resorts.
And you and I have both been to Cancun. You can, from the back end of your hotel, you can see the city off to the northwest, way off in the distance, the actual city of Cancun, where tourists go on the little island strip. I mean, that's Cancun, I guess, technically. But who are we kidding? America just moved south for the week.
Correct.
There are more Americans on that little island, if it is an island, than there's anything else. And it's just nice cars and nice jewelry stores and nice resorts, and the cartels leave it alone. Story here from the New York Post. You're either going to think of him as your hero, or some of you are going to say this guy needs his head checked. A Virginia teenager showed video of her father dropping off his final child support payment in mom's front lawn. 80,000 pennies he dumped out of the back of a rented trailer.
Well, it is legal tender.
According to the now 18-year-old daughter, dad pulled up in front of the house, turned the trailer on, dumped out all the pennies on the grass. And my mom came out and was like, "What are you dumping in my yard?" Dad says, "This is your final child support payment." Instead of getting mad, the high school senior decided to set aside the copper delivery for charity. They donated it to a local domestic abuse center.
Very nice. Here's the problem with these headline-grabbing stories about dumping the penny in the yard, okay? The 80,000 pennies. This is clearly such a dysfunctional relationship. This is beyond dysfunctional that he is filled with such rage that he would pull a stunt like that in front of his daughter.
Daughters, by the way.
And then they are... Is there a hidden message in taking that money and supporting a domestic violence shelter?
I don't know if we can read into that or not.
I don't know either. I think it's fair to say they probably aren't sharing Christmases together.
I don't think so.
As a blended family.
I don't think so. I would imagine at graduation they sit on different parts of the gymnasium.
If he went at all. Yes.
And I can hear a lot of you going, you know, I pay child support. Good. Well, I pay child support, too.
You wouldn't bring your daughters into it in a viral moment like that that's going to make the news. You would never.
And I've sat here on the air, and I've told you the child support system is outrageously unfair, and it is. That being said, I will continue to pay what the state has ordered me to pay.
It's the system we have.
That's right. It's broken, but it is the system we have. You're absolutely right, Dana. But the last thing I'm doing when my child support obligation or expectation ends in a couple of years is dumping pennies onto somebody else's lawn. What grade are we in?
It's something.
And to your point, Dana, the only person embarrassed by this initially
are the kids.
Are the kids. But bravo to this girl, I should say woman, she just turned 18, who filmed her dad doing it and then posted it online. I would imagine the dad is not invited to graduation and probably won't be invited to a lot of things coming up because of some
who knows
grievance that he clearly has with the mom.
Yep.
Nerd. Where do you get 80,000 pennies anyway?
I don't know.
You get that from the bank?
Do you roll through the bank and say, I'm going to need you to put those in the little whoosh, whooshy thing?
The what?
You know.
The what?
The whooshy thing. What do you call that thing?
What's the whooshy thing?
You know, the zoop, zoop.
So anyway, what's even more amazing about this story is the fact that he was able
to
acquire.
Does that thing have a name? It sucks it up and then spits it back out at you. What do you call that thing?
Squirrel.
Are you talking about the change sorter?
No. She's talking about the vacuum
the
thing at the bank.
The tube.
Oh, the like sucky thing.
Thank you.
You put the tube in the tube and it sucks it up. And
yes. Thank you.
Glad you're back, aren't you?
I don't know which one was less descriptive.
Have you ever wondered, Scott?
Watching two women trying to explain the suction vacuum thing at the bank is mildly entertaining.
Then you try to explain it, suction vacuum thing.
I'm not. I don't know the name for it. All I said was watching the two of you basically say the same thing back to each other. You know, the suction whoosh, whoosh thing is mildly entertaining.
I'm the only one who has ever thought, what else could you put in there that would then whoosh up and into them?
I just want one in my house.
For what?
Just for fun.
Like snacks?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Zoop. Here we go. Cheetos. Thank you. Zoop. I've often wondered if you could put something else in there and would it, like a squirrel.
Like a small dog?
Not a dog. Let's go with squirrel. Let's go non-domestic animal. It sucks it up and then spits it back out at you. What do you call that thing?
The whoosh.
I'm sure there's a name for it. They're probably screaming at you on the text line. What do you call that bank thing? Tube.
Pneumatic tube.
It's a pneumatic tube?
Yeah, why didn't you know that? I mean, come on.
I mean, come on.
Pneumatic tube?
That's a terrible name.
That's way less fun than like sucky thing.
Yeah, whoosh whoosh thing.
Yeah, I like the whoosh whoosh.
You're welcome.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, I'm Scott on KMBZ.
It sucks it up and then spits it back out at you. What do you call that thing?
And a hearty welcome back. Dana knows more now about the pneumatic tube transfer than any human being needs to know.
Who knew at the beginning of this day I would even utter the words pneumatic tube on this program? Oh, but we have. Did you know the blowers used in pneumatic tubes?
Blowers, huh?
Are the power source used to transport the carriers through the tubing. Pressurized air propels the carriers to move about 25 feet in a single second and can land without damaging the carrier in any station. It is important to remember to close the doors to the station to prevent bringing anything else from outside into the tubing system, like a squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
So it could carry a squirrel.
It could.
Theoretically. Could carry anything.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance.
What percentage of Americans know that the name of that dumb bank thing is a pneumatic tube?
The better question would be, how many of you know that it actually is spelled with a P first?
Well, I knew pneumatic was spelled with a P.
I was looking up pneumatic.
No.
You're kidding.
Like the Bass-O-Matic on Saturday Night Live?
Versus Old-Matic?
No, Scott, it's like when you say a mnemonic device. That has to be a P, too. Pneumatic is definitely a P.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, goodness.
What's a pneumatic device?
a mnemonic device.
What is a mnemonic device?
Well, like in English, I'm going to give you a mnemonic device to remember a word better.
Okay. Now I really don't know what it is.
Pneumatic tube systems have become popular recently in hospitals because they can be used to rush tissue and blood specimens from a lab in a distant part of the complex far faster than a person could do on foot.
Very true.
Stanford University's hospital has installed a pneumatic tube system with 4 miles of tubes. They use it to ship 7,000 specimens every day.
By the way, it's mnemonic device, and there is no P.
There's no P in mnemonic device.
No,
see?
M-N.
I need a mnemonic device for the pneumatic tube.
Told you. Learn something every day, y'all. Telling you, man.
Wow.
Let's see here. We're going to move to smoking after the bottom of the hour. Apparently, smoking did not go down during COVID. Drinking went up, and apparently people started smoking more, too. Before we get to that, a North Carolina plantation has canceled a living history event scheduled for Juneteenth that focused on the lives of former slaveholders and Confederate soldiers following the Civil War. The event description from LATTA, L-A-T-T-A, LATTA Plantation read, "You will hear stories." Oh.
No, keep going. I want to hear this.
This is the event description from LATTA Plantation. You will hear stories from the Massa himself, who is now living in the woods.
Oh, my God.
Federal troops, Yankees, have him on the run, and his former bondsmen have occupied his home and are now living high on the hog.
Probably would
have rephrased
no,
that.
Were they trying to...
sound like a...
Well, yeah, but of all times, on Juneteenth, we're going to highlight the slave owner? Really?
The event, which was called Kingdom Coming and scheduled for June 19th, has been removed from the organization's website after it was discovered, though, because it was saved on an internet archive. The event was widely criticized on social media. That criticism reached Mecklenburg County leaders who called the organizers and had the event canceled.
Mm-hmm. In an email that just said, memo line, what the hell were you thinking?
In addition to hearing from an on-the-run slaveholder, Kingdom Coming attendees would have learned about the struggles of the plantation overseer now that he was out of a job and from displaced white refugees and Confederate soldiers struggling to grapple with their resounding defeat in the Civil War.
Okay.
You know, their side of the story.
Yeah, why not? On Juneteenth, that makes perfect sense, said no.
We're going to share their side of the story.
Wow.
You know, the loser side. Get to the news when we get back. Apparently, smoking went up like drinking during COVID. You would think of any time people would stop smoking. I don't know.
It would be during a massive respiratory.
One would think.
Wow. Pandemic.
Beg your pardon?
I was just saying pandemic. Yeah. Massive respiratory pandemic.
First the news, though, here on Dana and Parks.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping
track. You're having a good afternoon. 5:36. Damn, this day has gone by fast. Story here from Lisa Gutierrez at The Star. Valerie Howard thought smokers in Missouri had a pretty big incentive to quit this past year. Maybe the fear of dying from COVID-19. But says Howard, Valerie Howard, I think in some cases the converse happened. She is, by the way, the tobacco control manager for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. People were really struggling. There was a lot of stress. There was a lot of fear. And we turned to all kinds of sometimes unhealthy behaviors to help us handle stress. In Missouri, health officials tried to get ahead of the pandemic with a statewide stop smoking campaign on social media that included this message: "This is not the best time to start smoking again." It focused on the risks of relapse, encouraged smokers of all ilk to think about how their health affects loved ones, even pets, encouraged them to call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. But the calls did not come. Calls to tobacco quit lines in the United States even dropped 27% last year, then sank even further. Calls to 1-800-QUIT-NOW are directed to individual states, and health department officials in both Missouri and Kansas report that their quit line calls dropped last year. It's too early to tell what 2021 brings. By the way, if you were wondering, in Missouri, 19% of adults still smoke. In Kansas, that number is 17%. So basically, one out of every five people still smoke.
Are you surprised?
I'm surprised it is that high, actually. It has been going down. Smoking is becoming less and less popular with younger people.
Yeah, it's not...
It's not cool anymore.
Cool to smoke anymore.
Yeah, but...
I don't even know that it's cool to vape anymore. I think that was a thing.
You think
if you were a senior in high school, freshman in college, and now I don't. I don't think it's a thing.
I would completely disagree with both of your statements. It's still very prominent.
Now, do you
say as someone who sells those products to people?
I was going to ask you. Now, let me ask you this: do you say that as a 24-year-old man who just happens to have friends who are in their early 20s, or as somebody who works at Quick Trip?
Both, yes.
So smoking is still cool.
Yeah, I mean, I know a whole lot of people who smoke who are my age and younger.
When you were in high school, which wasn't too long ago, how was smoking viewed in high school?
I mean, it was still a thing. It wasn't huge in high school because they had just turned the age to 21, and so it was much harder to get for people in high school. But those kids that could get it, there were kids that used to vape in class, and then they would just blow it into their backpack, and it would look like their backpack was on fire for 3 seconds.
From the text line, Dana, you're wrong. Vaping is very popular still in the high school population.
God, I hope that would go away.
I mean, there's schools that have taken doors off their bathrooms because people would vape in the bathroom.
They don't even know what's in that stuff. You do realize that when that first hit the market, they didn't even know what was in it. The stuff that you could buy at gas stations, it had formaldehyde in it. And I'm not saying it's still like that. But in the beginning, when it first hit the market, and I had two in high school, or one almost out of high school, I just remember saying to them, this might turn out to be worse by far than smoking, because there's so much we don't know about it.
Did your kids ever vape in high school?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. My oldest certainly did, had a pen. And then when he went to college, he had one roommate who vaped, and then when they switched roommates, his next roommate did not vape, and he said that's all it took to give it up. If you're not around it, he said, I was fine. But when you're around it, you tend to crave it.
Huh. See, I think we have a tendency, people on the text line are the same way. We think anecdotally about everything. Well, my kids don't do it, and they don't seem to run with kids that do. I don't know. I should ask Sarah. If she ever vaped in high school, she's not going to get in trouble now. She's 20 years old.
It's not uncool at all anymore, Sam.
I mean, you're going to get some people that'll make fun of you for it, but they'll make fun of you for other things as well. It's honestly, from the text line, I'm a middle school teacher. Middle school vaping is a, all caps, huge problem.
I just saw that one come in. Right below it, by the way, if you read the next one, Sam, vaping is very popular in the high school population. And then right under that, hey, Dana, did you really take Rebecca's flowers?
I most certainly did not steal someone's flowers.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't steal the flowers?
Back to the controversy when...
Delivered to the station for
So anyway.
What flowers?
When you were gone...
What I was asking.
Rebecca accused you of stealing her flowers that were sent to the radio station.
I did not steal your flowers.
Well, actually, to clarify, DJ in Oklahoma, who sent everybody the flowers, accused you of stealing Rebecca's flowers.
Oh, that's right.
Which you did.
I didn't accuse you of stealing them, but I did accuse you of taking them home with you to enjoy.
Because they were going to die. And I think I gave them to a friend of mine, by the way, or maybe
that
a friend's
so nice.
Mom who
I'm
was
so
not doing well.
Your friend.
So, and here's why.
Went with the old friend's mom who wasn't doing well.
Have you,
so don't get mad.
Have you looked, Rebecca, just for those of you listening, if you work in an area where there just haven't been people in months, there's a table outside of our studio where all of the crap over the last year has just been dumped. And it's letters. I've always said to people, do not mail me anything. Don't mail anything here. There is no one to gather the mail. There is no mail room. There's no mail boy. And that's kind of like when people drop off flowers or bottled water, or it just goes to that table to die. So when I saw those flowers, I thought, well, I'm not going to see Rebecca. I haven't seen her in a year, which, hello, by the way.
Hello.
I'm not going to let them wilt and die here. That's just sad.
It would have been if I wouldn't have come to the station to get them because Sam let me know that they were here.
It's not like stealing someone's lunch out of the fridge. Way to go, Sam.
Wait,
for telling someone that there
Sam?
Was flowers?
Well, yeah.
For telling, wait. It's Sam's fault?
You haven't been here in a year.
Well, I mean, you haven't seen me, but I've stopped by a few times.
To collect flowers?
Yes, specifically to collect my flowers.
So anyway, smoking.
So yeah, back to vaping. The text line is filled with vaping is still very, very popular. Yes.
Somebody's killed,
going to Vapor Maven.
They killed all of the flavorings. Remember the FDA said you can only now have mint and, you know, grandma's yellow teeth flavor.
That was only in two products that were owned by the big dogs. There are like three or four other options right now.
Oh, good Lord.
That have all the other flavors.
Okay, well then I'm going to be honest. If you're Juul, how is it fair that you've been told you can't have cherry flavoring or Fruit Loop flavoring, but the other companies can? I can't believe I'm actually arguing in their favor.
Well, that was their argument all along, is that it wasn't fair, but they're the big dog, so they were the one.
Here's what I bet. Juul and whoever else does it, I only know Juul. I bet that they sell in every single of the 50 states, and these smaller ones are state by state.
Probably.
I bet that. Yeah, I bet that's true.
And then they say, we follow state law here. We don't have to follow.
I would love to see if they studied how many ICU admissions and deaths from COVID came at the hands of those who smoked. And not, I smoked a pack once when I was 21 to try it out. I mean, actual long-term smokers. How much higher were the death rates for someone who self-identified as a long-term smoker?
In this story later on, it says one British study this year suggested that current smokers who got COVID were twice as likely to end up in the hospital as a non-smoker.
Current smokers.
Yes, current smokers who got COVID were twice as likely to end up hospitalized. I'll tell you, I smoked when I was a kid, switched over to chew whenever I was doing athletics. I wish to God I had never. And it was a lifelong battle with this.
Right.
Giving up booze was not easy, but I'm telling you right now, I know this sounds crazy. For me, quitting drinking is easier than quitting nicotine.
Really?
Yes.
How many days in a row have you worn the nicotine patch? Pardon me. Give me the year. How many years in a row have you worn a patch every single day?
More than 10.
Years.
Yes. And I've often thought about, you know, I'm going to stop. I'm going to quit wasting this money, blah, blah, blah. And I'm petrified, honest to God, I'm petrified that you will jump across that table and kill me. Because I'm afraid of what...
You're afraid you would be unbearable.
Yeah.
More so than, you know,
I'm a lovable Monday little teddy bear, and you know it.
More so than Monday at 5:46.
Seriously. And I'm telling you.
And I'm being serious, because I'm not a judger. You live you, and you do you, and just stay out of my kitchen. You know that's my motto. But do you worry ever that those patches were not designed to be used for 10 contiguous years?
Probably. And someday I am going to have to give it up. But I'm telling you right now, quitting drinking is hard if you're addicted. Quitting drinking is hard. It can be done. Quitting nicotine, I think, is harder. And I know that there are going to be people out there, who alcoholics like myself, who say, that's not true. You're hurting our cause. I'm not. I'm telling you, quitting drinking is hard. It is hard. But quitting nicotine is very hard. Now, if that makes me a jerk for saying that, then I'm a jerk for saying that. 576-7798.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolks have disowned a few others.
It's weird when it gets people to dial and text and stuff like that. From the text line, which has exploded, I quit smoking cold turkey after 15 years. Wasn't that hard? I should quit drinking. Or I'm trying to quit drinking, and I'm finding it extremely difficult. I guess each situation depends on the person. Somebody else writes in, though, first time I've ever responded to any topic. Yes, I agree with what you said about trying to quit drinking. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. Quitting drinking, if you have a problem, is hard. It's worth it, but it's hard. But quitting nicotine, I think, is harder. Jerry in Kansas City. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing better than we deserve.
Hey, it's easy to quit. I mean, you walk into there to the hospital, you got a brand new baby daughter, and the doctor says that you can't be smoking around her because her lungs are not developed.
And that happened to you, I'm assuming?
Yes, it did. The second day I walked in there at the hospital, a guy is bumming, asked me for a cigarette, and I handed him two lighters, two cigarette packages, and walked out and walked on in, and that was it.
Wow.
Good for you, partner.
Good 40 for years you. Ago. They ought to study your brain, Jerry. Because there are people listening saying, how could he do that? Cold turkey just done. Okay. And so many people try and try again and try again and try again and cannot beat that habit.
Jessica calling in from Oklahoma. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, I'm actually in Lee Summit. I don't know where he got that.
I don't either.
Well, okay, Scott, I'm with you. I'm on day four, no nicotine. So I get your patch situation, and I'm the same way. I could take or leave alcohol, but nicotine, I mean, the withdrawal is real. I'm a literal monster right now. Everything makes me mad. And normally I'm a super nice person, but, I mean, I'm so irritable. The withdrawal is crazy. It's a shameful, you know, stigma to say that I used to smoke cigarettes, but cumulatively I probably only smoked 7 years of my life, and I'm still pretty young, but I was starting to have, you know, pretty gross symptoms. And like Jerry just said, he had a real reason to quit. It doesn't make it easier, but it sure helps you keep going. So I think if you have a reason, it's going to help you get there. But it's miserable.
Well, Jessica, good luck. Don't give up. I was going to say don't quit, but don't give up on quitting.
Don't quit quitting.
All right. Thanks. Be well. All right. Teach in Green Valley, you get the last word. Hello.
First off, I just want to say how happy it is or how good it is to hear Becky's voice again.
Aww.
And also, Dana, I hate to crush your unicorn dreams, but I am a teacher in the area, and vaping is common through high school and even down to middle school.
Okay, Teach, I'm laughing because one of my good friends who is also a teacher said, yeah, it's still a thing. They all do it. And then she put a percentage to it that I'm not reading out loud because I can't believe it. It's a very high number.
As we leave you on this June 14th, which happens also every year to be Flag Day, something you may not have known about the American flag, the current flag design was designed by a 17-year-old Boy Scout by the name of Robert Heft. His teacher had asked the students at Lancaster High School in Ohio to design a new 50-star flag. It was part of a national competition after Hawaii and Alaska joined the Union.
That's amazing.
Robert arranged it with 5 rows of 6 stars and 4 rows of 5 stars. Okay? His teacher said the idea was unoriginal, gave him a grade of B-.
Wow! Did he get a patent for that flag?
When his design was eventually adopted by the federal government and became the flag that we now know as the U.S. flag, his teacher changed that grade to an A. 17-year-old kid designed the flag that we have today.
And he told her, how you like them apples?
We got to get out of here. Hey, have a great Monday evening. Thank you for spending part of it with us. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, be good. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bar. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.